We'll continue with the reading of Srimad Sargadatta's last teachings from January 4th, 1981. The questioner says, I was pondering what Maharaj said about all the consciousness being the same this morning, and for just a few seconds it was as if everything was one and I was behind it. Is this the aim? Maharaj says, no, this is not the aim. It is so. It is already the truth, the real. It does not change. You do not aim for absolute consciousness. You realize you are it. It's an act of recognition, not of attainment. It's never a goal, because it's total immediacy prior to time. So, it is there, and it is only because of identity with the body that what is doesn't seem as if it is. So, as soon as there is identification with the body, consciousness shifts from wave to particle, and it loses access to the field. It becomes disconnected from its own source of being. It loses its absolute nature prior to time and space, and it becomes subject to all the limitations and constraints of natural law and of psychological law, and it loses its coherence, integrity, and power. Please understand, says Maharaj, that there is only one thing to be understood, and that is that you are the formless, timeless, unborn. It is because of your identification with the body as an entity that your consciousness, which is universal consciousness, thinks that it is living and dying. But nobody is dying because no one was born. The absolute consciousness is what you are, but the absolute consciousness doesn't give a damn about the life or death of the body you might identify with, or even of planetary destruction. It does not touch the absolute self. This is a movie. You're a character in a film that's already been shot. There is nothing you can do as a character in the film to change your destiny. All you can do is realize you're not the character in the film, but the director, the author, the one who is behind and beyond the film, who is shooting it and creating every character. And as the entire oceanic field of consciousness manifests itself as an infinity of particles, but never loses its consciousness of the ocean, let alone the wave, and remains aware at every level of consciousness of its unity of being, and never identifies solely as the particle. Never falls into particularity, but always retains its absolute nature. But as soon as you fall into the particle, you fall into all of its tendencies of fantasies and of fears and of desires and of compensation for the lack of your infinite being that you lost by becoming a particle, and that you cannot regain through any efforts that that particle can make, but only by realizing what you are before you fell into that condensation as one infinitesimal particulate of what you really are. Maharaj goes on, the millions of forms are the manifestation of one consciousness. It is the millions of forms that get created and destroyed, but universal consciousness itself is unborn and undying. Just imagine if all the millions of forms which have been created were still here. How could other forms be created? It is because consciousness is unborn and undying that the millions of forms do get created and destroyed. It is a continuous process. But all of time is present here and now in the dimension that transcends time, in which your absolute self resonates. And that's why it doesn't care about the process of life and death. You've been born and died millions of times, and it's endless if you identify with any of those millions of particles. But if you realize what you are, you're beyond time. You're beyond this process. And only in that are you liberated to understand the process, to see the entire cosmos from beginning to end, and new beginning as a single circularity of totality, of beauty, of goodness, of absolute meaning-moreness that condenses the infinite intelligence of God into a universe, which is the smallest unit of meaning in which God can be condensed. And yet within that, because the condensation is fractalized, every one of those millions of particles of God consciousness that have lost touch with the whole nonetheless retain the essence of that resonance with the whole, and at any moment can be shifted back from particle to wave to ocean to the source. And all of this is only made of interwoven fields of conscious energy that produces the three dimensions of space, the dimension that feels like it is time from within a particle that is in space, and that level of the field that produces the sense of mass, the Higgs field that makes you believe that you are a being that is solid, that has weight, that feels a world of resistance when it's really only light. And the soundtrack that goes through all of this that you think of as your mind, and all of that within that seventh dimension of the Shiva Tattva, in which all is present as a single whole directed by a unified consciousness that manifests as the entire field that produces the unified quantum waves that collapse into their current form and then decollapse and produce death and rebirth and new creation as a continuous process of the absolute creative intelligence of God, in which destruction and creation are one. So, only that in which consciousness manifests itself is limited and is created and destroyed, but the total potential of consciousness remains. It is unlimited. You are seeking knowledge from the standpoint of identification with the body, and whatever can be grasped by that level of your mind, which is nothing. Your mind is impotent to understand your being so long as there is identification with the body and with language. You must detach from those aspects of the particle to know the whole. So, when this body machine is there, the technique of using it is there. That technique is the ego. It's the operating system of the body. But you're the operator of the operating system. You're not the system itself. The system has no free will. It operates on algorithms that are predetermined, in the same way that this entire universe is predetermined at a cosmic level. But who is the determiner? It is that one that is beyond time, that has total freedom, that can intervene at any moment in a way that will look miraculous to the particle, but that is simply the business of God consciousness to perform the shifts in which the evolution of the cosmos can again provide a restoration of beauty from ugliness, and is totally negentropic, is not subject to the laws of thermodynamics, is absolute freedom. And if you know you are that, you can apply that freedom to the life of the particle. When the body machine is there, the technique of using it is there, and that is what you are identifying with now, but it is not your true identity. You have no control over it as an ego. It has appeared and it will disappear. You didn't decide to be born, you won't decide to die. It will happen, but it has nothing to do with you. And only when you understand who you are will you not give a damn and be free of fear and desire and attain your true stature of infinite consciousness. Maharaj says, I talk to you from the perspective of the universal consciousness, and I know that all bodies are the essence of food. They will vanish. They are temporary. But the self prevails beyond the annihilation of the cosmos by antimatter, beyond all the changes that could occur within the field of cosmic time. That absolute eternal intelligence is what you are. Until that is realized, you will not know freedom, you will not know grace, you will not know bliss, you will not know the true nature of what it means to be God. But that is what you came here to realize. And there are no obstacles but your own attachment to the limited illusion and the desire of that illusionary fictional entity that is your ego to have power within its own tiny field of control that it wants to focus upon and miss out of all of its infinite majesty, all of its infinite creativity, all of its infinite beauty, all of the power that could restore the world to a kingdom of heaven if only those who are within the hell realm now would awaken. But they cannot awaken until they surrender to the self that we really are. And we must not stay as lost particles of consciousness. We must find our way back to the self through letting go of the particle, returning to the wave, surrendering to the ocean, and knowing the Creator as yourself. You can only know that through the absolute annihilation of the particle and the return to the whole. That is the function at the end of Kali Yuga, in which destruction and creation meet, in which matter and antimatter meet, in which all dualities are unified, and God returns from the form of the universe in which God was disguised and abides in drag as the multiplicity that has never been anything other than the one self. Realize it and bring freedom to all who are enslaved to a delusion. May you know the peace that comes instantly by shifting from particle to wave, to know the Sutratma, to realize the self as immortal, as having been born many times, died many times, but always prevailing as eternal life and light. And may you know the deeper peace of the shift from wave to oceanic field of cosmic consciousness, never born, never dying, but always evolving new forms, collapsing and decollapsing new quantum wave functions and ever more creative modalities, sequences, and scenarios of meaning. And may you know the absolute peace of the blissful, transcendent one who contains, pervades, yet is never touched by all of the changes of all the dimensions of the emanation of the energies of the self, but remains always as the unchanging source in infinite bliss, infinite light, infinite love, infinite in every possible way, and always creating ever new worlds for one's own enjoyment of the power that is God.